This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Life in the COVID-19 era has taught us some new things about entrepreneurship. We've always known entrepreneurship goes beyond just starting a business and expanding it across borders. But over these last few months, it's become clearer to us that one has to adopt qualities such as being an agile leader, a strategist, and a keen learner to truly excel at entrepreneurship in trying times. And these are some of the qualities that Taylor's University hopes to inculcate in the next generation of entrepreneurs with the launch of a new program at its campus, the Bachelor in Entrepreneurship. And to talk to us about this and how it will help the future generation of entrepreneurs start their own business or stand out in the job market and maximize their employability, we have with us online from Taylor's Lakeside Campus, Professor Dr. Kong Kok Wai, Executive Dean, Faculty of Business and Law at Taylor's University. Prof. Kong, thank you so much for taking the time to join us.
Thank you, Audrey. Thank you for having me here.
So, Professor, I want to start by talking about how our views of entrepreneurship and the qualities needed to be a successful entrepreneur have changed because of the COVID-19 pandemic.
Yes, that's a good thing because at this moment in time, we're facing a new normal. And how has entrepreneur changed? We look at the fundamentals of being an entrepreneur, and there are many aspects to what we need to have as an entrepreneur, especially being agile, being adaptive, and being creative at the same time. So a lot of times when we speak about students or any individuals wanting to be an entrepreneur, it is not just about the skill set; it is also about the mindset. And willing to take risks, and also as hungry as one can be to seize any opportunity that one can see. So I'm not sure whether we would think that entrepreneurs would change in terms of their mindset. They remain hungry, they remain agile, and also willing to take risk. But of course, the outlook of how this pandemic has caused many businesses to go into a little bit of a trouble because of a reduction in consumer spendings, and also companies are a little bit more careful with how they use their money. So nothing has changed much in terms of the mindset, but of course the environment has changed tremendously.
Professor, so before this pandemic, there were studies showing how Generation Z, the bulk of them, well, they aspired to be entrepreneurs, to start their own business. They weren't, well, too keen on just joining the workforce, like maybe previous generations were. Has this pandemic also shifted the youth's perspective or a student's perspective on owning a business and becoming an entrepreneur?
Yes, I think it would change right now. Because if you look at the data that we have in terms of Malaysian startups back in 2019, technically we are talking about an estimate or approximate number of 3,000 startups in Malaysia in 2019. And that is basically only 0.25% of the total number of registered enterprises in Malaysia. If you compare this to other countries like Singapore, we have around 9% of their total enterprises are startups. In Korea, we've got 30,000 startups. And Indonesia, India are pretty much catching up. So this pandemic would definitely change how students would see the job or the market. So I presume that graduates these days, especially those who are graduating this year, might be looking at job creations rather than job seeking. So that's the offset that we are looking at. But of course, I have to stress that in most of the startups that we see these days, out of the 5 startups, 4 of them would fail. We are looking at 20% success rate. So if you look at the data in 2019, of the 3,000 startups, probably we could say 600 of them would succeed and sustain over the next 2 to 3 years.
So you mentioned earlier agility, being a risk taker. What are some of the other key skills needed for entrepreneurs to survive in uncertain times like these?
Yes, being agile, being adaptive, being creative is one of them. But there are a lot of other aspects in being a business owner or an entrepreneur. The skill sets are really important to attain. And a lot of the startups that we see where the owners are basically people from the old school, people who are basically in the tradition of F&B, those students, those kind of business owners don't really have a trained mindset or skill sets or coaching or mentoring that they that the kids these days would have. So the entrepreneurship has gone into a situation where it is not just the hands-on, not just the practical, but also the structured aspects to prepare students, right, from a university right to the time that they actually go into the workforce and they start up their own business. So mindset is one thing. Skill set is pretty much really important as well. But if you combine both of them, where you have a structured mode of training, workshops and coaching or mentoring, this would ensure that the success rate of companies or startups would go beyond the 20% that we see in most of the stats around the world.
Professor, now Taylor's University is launching its new Bachelor in Entrepreneurship program. Now, before we dive into what that program will entail, I want to talk about what's existing in the market right now and why and how it's inadequate.
Yes. Well, if you look at the traditional undergraduate degree programs, and a lot of business schools offer entrepreneurship programs that are very, I would say, classical. And in classical, it means that the students will attend classes and tutorials. They will have face-to-face classroom environment. Those days, now, probably it's online.
Yeah. So, face-to-face with a screen in between, yes.
Yes. And now we have gone into a situation where there's bricks and clicks. So face-to-face and online happens at the same time. So back to the classical conventional programs, we look at entrepreneurship from contextual applications using case studies, using role-playing, and also a part of field trips that would help students learn how actual entrepreneurs work. In the program that we have in Taylor's University, we call this the Team Entrepreneurship Program. It's a little bit different from entrepreneurship. In fact, if you ask me, it's a vast difference of how we do it. And why is the word team? If you look at most of the startups that we see these days, the top six startups or unicorns, so to speak, in the Southeast Asia, we know Grab. Initially, it was from Malaysia. Now it's Singapore. Then you have Gojek, we have Lazada, Traveloka, Tokopedia. All these have more than one owners. We have people who are working in teams, coming up with the startups, and they are not startups that is based on one man. It's not a one-man show. In fact, if you look at Apple, it is not just about Steve Jobs. It's about Steve Wozniak. When we talk about Google, there are the Larry and Sergey being the founders. So all in all, entrepreneurial activities or startups or entrepreneurialism is not just about one person, it's about a team. So our program works as such that we replace the traditional classical approaches in teaching. We don't use lectures and tutorials, and we certainly won't call the lecturers lecturers. We call them as coaches. And these coaches are trained academics in the area of counseling, guiding, and coaching. And we do have mentors who are from the industry. These are the people who have actually made it in startups. In fact, a lot of them that we have are business owners or owners of multiple startups. So they are the gurus in their areas, and they are here to guide how our students actually learn in the team entrepreneurship program.
All right, we're going to take a quick break for some messages right now. But when we come back, Professor Kong will tell us more about the Team Entrepreneurship Program at Taylor's University. You're listening to The Next Normal on Resource Center, BFM 89.9.
Busy following Money Trail, BFM 89.9.
This is The Next Normal on Resource Center. I'm Audrey Raj. In this new series, we explore the next normal in all things related to the world of business. And on this episode, we're talking about majoring in entrepreneurship with Professor Dr. Kong Kok Wai, Executive Dean, Faculty of Business and Law at Taylor's University. Now, Professor, before the break, you were talking to us about the Bachelor in Entrepreneurship Team Entrepreneurship Program at Taylor's University, you know, targeted at students who want to start their own business and those who want to stand out in the job market and also those who want to maximize their employability. So you were telling us just before the break about how this program takes on a mentorship approach and also provides students with the chance to work with real life client projects to really gain that entrepreneurial experiences.
So we work the design of the program based on our partner university in UK. And we also look at many models in team entrepreneurship undergraduate degree programs. And countries we look at are Finland, because Finland is basically at the forefront of startups. And in those kind of countries, like as I mentioned, Finland, after 2 years, almost 50% of the graduates become business owners. Technically, we feel that in ASEAN countries, like a country like in Malaysia, we are moving towards that direction. In fact, this is something that is in line with what our Ministry of Education and Ministry of Higher Education would propose. So if you look at how the life cycle of a startup works, is that the business owner would always start with the ideation, and then it goes into a startup process where the company is created and established, and then they go into a growth stage, and then they would accelerate and scale it up to the next level. So our program is designed as such to work within the confines of how a startup life cycle works, because when you talk about team entrepreneurship, at the end of the day, you have to come up with a business startup. It is not just about learning how business is done or how companies are established in tutorials or lectures. So in the year one, they will go through an ideation and design thinking process. We call this the boot camp phase. So this is the time they basically venture into developing projects, you know, looking at what are the challenges and enablers that would help them come up with a business idea. And in year two, they go through the validation process. And this is where we differentiate ourselves and being unique in the industry, because this is where we have seed fundings. In a lot of the startups and entrepreneurialism activities, funding is a real difficult thing, a very difficult process to acquire. In fact, a lot of the startups actually fail is because of their inability to seek fundings. So in year two, we have a unique system that allows students to secure seed fundings, to validate their business ideas, to validate their business models, and also work in different groups to find out who are actually their partners, who are actually their team members. Now, the brilliant thing about being in a university, and I think this is actually what happened with Grab as well, is that business ideas are normally contrived or established in a university. And a lot of times, when you really want to look for partners or teams, for example, if you're starting a tech company, you are studying in entrepreneurship, and you don't have the technical expertise of coding, and you don't learn coding yourself because that's not your forte. And what you do is you look for programmers or coding experts in our faculty of information technology. If you needed someone to develop a recyclable plastic or a machine, and then you look for the engineers. So you've got this ecosystem that you can really pair up with different students And this program here is attached to what we call a makerspace. And in the makerspace, we have multiple labs that students could use. In fact, we have a really good fashion lab that if a student in this team entrepreneurship were to start up a fashion boutique agency, so we can use our labs and work with the students in the fashion design programs and start up the business in our incubator center. So the incubator center is also part of what the team entrepreneurship gets into, because it's basically an ecosystem of what we have. And we tailor make this program to utilize all the availability of resources and ecosystem to make this program as vibrant as possible. So in year three is basically what we call the go-to market, and as at least come up with something, the what we call the marginal viable product, the MVP. And then we will try to accelerate their business or this MVP to something what we call the Series A funding. So the Series A funding basically looks at the probability of funding this particular startup for the next 18 to 24 months. So even after graduation, the students, we expect them to stay with us for the next 6 to 8 months to continue to use our incubation center. That is basically what we offer to them after graduation. And when this, the kind of idea or the MVP goes into the next stage, into commercialization, then we will tell them, look, maybe it's time for you to stand on your own. And it gives a really good, what I call that, a testament to how we can support the students. It's not just the 3 years of education here. It's also about the support that we give these team entrepreneurship students after they graduate.
Right. Professor, so this program is also not just targeted at students who want to start their own business, but also those who want to maximize their employability. How does this help those who don't plan on being part of that the entrepreneurship team?
Great question, Audrey, because as you can see, the students who are in the team entrepreneurship program would start to look for partners and probably team members. So the students who are not from that program, say, for example, in IT, in a school of IT, they wish to be part of a project that the team entrepreneurship students are starting. So they could gather a lot of experience working in those kind of projects. And they may not want to start up a business now, as I mentioned, because if you look at countries like Finland, as I mentioned, 2 years from now, 50% of them would become business owners. So they would probably go out to work for the next 2-3 years. But if they change their mind, then they can learn to be startup owners or business owners in the near future. So it is the ecosystem that we're trying to build here. Of course, the team entrepreneurship students would enjoy the most of how the ecosystem of startups and entrepreneurialism works. But students around this ecosystem who are not doing entrepreneurship would still benefit from this.
Right. Also, I have to ask, you know, some may say, given that what we can learn online these days, you know, we can basically learn everything online, should we even need to study entrepreneurship? What's your response to this, Professor?
Again, very good question. Look, everyone could be an entrepreneur. Everyone can be an entrepreneur. That's a given. If you look at the stats, 4 out of 5 startups would fail. If you want a proper proper process of ensuring that you don't fall into this chasm of a 80% failure rate, one has to go through a structured program. And it is not just the university who is trying to get students to go into entrepreneurship program. The government is also trying to assist business owners through structured programs. Maybe it's short term, and agencies like MAGIC, the accelerator program, actually helps students, or perhaps I would say potential business owners who are not from the university, to ensure that they have a proper training skill sets to get into the mindset of owning a business. there are also private entities like a VC, venture capital organization next year that we have actually signed a contract with. They also provide structured programs and also training workshops for this group of students. So if you ask me, anyone needs a degree to be an entrepreneur, well, you don't need to have a degree, but you will have a possibility of failing in your business, and the probability is pretty high. If you get proper training, get proper coaching, get proper skill sets, the chances of making making a success out of these startups will be really, really high.
Right. Professor Kong, before we go, where can we get more information about the Team Entrepreneurship Program? I understand it's about to be launched, or has it already been launched? And where can our listeners go to learn more about it?
Okay, we will have a Taylor's e-Summit, which is on the 25th and 26th of July. The 25th of July at 10 a.m., you can log on to the Taylor's University website and find out more details, because at 10 a.m., we will have a one-hour session about the Team Entrepreneurship Program and how to succeed in business startups. We will actually see real business owners, startup owners, talking about how entrepreneurialism and startups in the midst of this COVID-19. And I'm pretty sure the potential audience to going there would learn quite a lot from this session.
All right. Professor Kong, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us. I've been speaking with Professor Dr. Kong Kok Wai, Executive Dean, Faculty of Business and Law at Taylor's University. The Next Normal will be back again same time next week on Resource Center to discuss how you can stay ahead of the curve in this new business environment we find ourselves in. Till then, this is Audrey Raj for Enterprise BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.